I've noticed lots of focus this cycle in particular on the concept of whether America is a Christian nation. And some who answer that with a no then take it a step further and they say that, well, we don't really have any business bringing our moral compass into our voting choice. What do you say to that premise?
Right. And you said we only have a couple of segments here. I'm a little bit shocked because, of course, we can really dig into this. Now, I think there are two parts to that, right? First part, how do we understand the nation in relationship to Christianity?
Yeah.
Right. And so I will go on record as saying I think institutionally, constitutionally, the United States is not, quote unquote, a Christian nation. Right? We don't have an established church. The First Amendment says that we are going to give religious liberty to all faiths. So historically, Christianity has been very important. I will defend that point up and down. But institutionally or constitutionally, no, I don't believe we are a Christian nation. Again, that goes to definition, but by my definition, we're not. But then the second part is, well, what do we do with that reality? And there, I think we can say, no, the Constitution doesn't give Christianity a privileged place, but what it does do is it frees up people of faith, whatever their faith, to have a responsibility of participation and of citizenship. And so Christians have not only a right, a privilege, but a duty to be involved, to bring their faith reflections to bear on all kinds of issues. You know, maybe that faith doesn't give them special insights into, you know, the exact tax rate policy or something.
Right.
But it does mean that they better be reflecting on this because we enter the political realm as whole people, right? That having integrity means we don't chop ourselves up and act one way on Sunday and one way on Monday, but we're whole people and we carry the same person into the voting booth with us.